Good afternoon, everybody. This is Alexandra Metters of galacticconnection.com, and today is June 18th, 2013. And I have with me today George Green, a most revered guest. He is a graduate of Colorado School of Mines and the Law and Business at the University of Illinois. He's also an expert in UFO phenomena and investigation. He's even seen his own disc craft in a remote hangar at Edwards Air Force Base. I can't wait to hear about that. But, you know, most of all, he has a very fascinating background with not only the UFO, seeing the crafts, but also being in the corporate banking world and also working directly with the Pleiadians and some other benevolent races. So with that said, George, thank you for coming on the call today. I know you're traveling and I appreciate your time.
Well, thank you for having me.
I appreciate it. So here we are, George. Today is June 18th. I had to double check just to make sure that that was actually the true date. And before I dive into you and your incredibly interesting background, tell me what you feel is the current intel for how we are doing on the planet at this point.
You want an overview of the entire planet right at the minute? We're in deep doo-doo. The problem is all directions on it. People's lack of understanding of what's going on, the planet itself getting into new energy streams within the universe on an ending of this cycle. As you and I are speaking, there's 250,000 new bodies being added to the planet today.
Wow.
2.5 million in the next 10 days. There's 7 billion people. Now, to give you an idea of that, you know, 1900, there was about 2 billion people on the planet. 1900. And today, we have 7 billion. And it's increasing by that amount I told you. Well, meanwhile, the resources of the planet, of course, are being consumed by mankind big time in every way we can, because that's just the way we are and the way the stream has been set up, you know, the economic stream. So, but the trouble is we're running to a head with everything because of the political nature.
Yeah.
Politics, I think I told you, is two words. Poly means many, and ticks are bloodsuckers.
I love it.
Well, it's a truth. You know, I used to run around with the guys that are planning on taking over the world, so I know what they have up their sleeve at this minute. My key, they're behind schedule, just so you know.
Thank God for that.
Well, thanks somebody, but at this minute, it's really escalating pretty fast at this second. Today, as you just got to mention, G8 is meeting. They're discussing what to do because of the world, this economic stream that they're talking about. You know, they keep telling you everything's rosy in the United States. We get 22% of the American citizens right now are unemployed. Believe this or not, 90% of the American citizens that are working right now are working for less than $11 an hour.
Yes, I do believe that. But isn't this inherent for the end of a world era?
Well, it's a plan. This one's very planned because we've exported, you know, basically all our jobs, which is interesting because when I was in Beijing, in China, the Chinese leaders over there said, look, it's 5,000 years, it's our turn to run the world. And then I'm sitting with a meeting with all the presidents of Latin America. The United States wasn't invited to the meeting, believe it or not, and I was there because of some of my connections. And I'm listening to their overtone, because what has happened, the United States has got the most incredible police force, if you want to call it, our military, with this power that we threaten the world, and they're concerned about that. All the three-letter agencies that we have, the CIA, FBI, whatever, they intermix with each other. But the CIA kind of runs on its own, and it thinks it's running our country, too. And that's who we put in charge to run the world. And it's being funded by all the black budgets, and that's another game we could get into someday. But right now, I'm concerned that the American people are asleep. I'm very concerned that they don't have enough food and water getting stored up. Yet they realize there's 5 states now that are basically a disaster scene, as you know, for lack of water. You know, Arizona, Texas, Colorado, you know, all these things. We talk about that, but until you go there and see how the soil is coming apart. Meanwhile, on the northeast, the oceans out there have increased about 3 degrees Now, the escalation of all this is all coming about for the coming Earth events. We're going to have a major shifting as the planet gets ready to possibly flip a little bit on its axis, as you're probably aware, that the magnetic north is shifting and all of that's happening. So this is part of it.
I think, George, they actually came out with something the other day that the pole had shifted about 141 miles in the last couple of years, even.
It's coming that way, along with all of the other environmental, the GMOs, all of the food stuff, exporting all the jobs out of the United States. They're coming out publicly now and telling you all the companies in the United States that are based in Ireland because of the tax base. And that's only logical. I mean, when I was in California, I talked to my friends. They were trying to get me to invest in the Maquiladora program. That's where they build all the big plants over the border in Tijuana.
Uh-huh.
And we put all the business over there for the Mexican labor.
I remember that because I was in business at the time when I was actually having to drive over the border to do the deals. I remember that.
Well, that's exactly right. So you know that that's going on. But meanwhile, because of what's going along the border, because of drugs and interdiction and all that, the companies that are doing that, the Maquiladora program, are now moving in 300 to 400 miles over the border in the other small towns.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, the United States has been focused on consuming, and every company that I know is in major financial trouble. I mean, you're looking at Sears and Kmart are looking at bankruptcy. You've got the people out here. I mean, when you go down here to McDonald's and get a $10 hamburger, now that's cheap because I just come back from Europe. It costs more than that over there.
Yes, yes. And I know their gasoline's quite significantly higher over there as well. Well, I know that basically the world is kind of coming apart at the seams, and I'm fully aware of that. I think one of the things that I was really intrigued by, I was looking at your Becoming book. You've already made, what, 4 books now? Handbook for the New Paradigm, Embracing the Rainbow, Becoming, and what's your fourth one? Didn't you make?
Messages to the Ground Crew.
That's right, Messages to the Ground Crew. And one of the things I just loved was you actually were talking about having a group that needed to be focused individually to hold intention, then the planet would begin to cleanse itself to avoid extinction if that did not take place. Do you feel that we're not focusing enough as a light worker community to get the job done? Because it is basically up to us. We're the ones that are not asleep, and we're at the final hour. And I feel like this is kind of a call to everyone out there to unite, put away all of the dissension, and get the job done.
Well, the first rule in the universe is to gain all knowledge. And so the first thing we want people to do is like go to my website, nohoax.com, and they can download the handbook. That's the first one. And the second one and the third one, absolutely free. A handbook for the new paradigm, embracing the rainbow, and becoming. What we want to do, by reading those, you will trigger the ETs. You give them permission, basically, with a prayer that's in the book. Remember that. I'm a human becoming. Help me become. That gives them permission, and you can be part of the ground crew, which will change the ending of the story. However, we're being monitored. You and I are being monitored as we do this radio program. And as the program goes out to people, as they listen to it, they're being monitored to see if they'll act on this. Because one thing to listen, it's the next thing to act on it.
Yes, and that's kind of where I'm coming in, because I really want to motivate people. We are at such a crucial time, and it is truly up to us to create that, as you say, George, critical mathematical quotient.
It's really great. Yeah, it's very critical.
And it's like the 100th monkey. I mean, do you feel that we're that far away from reaching that?
Well, that was the original intent when we got started on it. My last message that I got for that, which was only one word, it was a couple of weeks ago. It was just one. It was really focused on it. And it says, simplify.
Mm.
Now, the reason behind that is we have all these things and all this garbage. I mean, I'm guilty of the same thing. Then we have all the adult toys and all this stuff. But simplify, because in the days ahead, it's going to be a real challenge to keep your head focused. And remember, the books tell you to get into what we call the observer mode. Just remember, this is a huge play. Or like I tell people, it's a big Monopoly game. But somebody else owns the game. And so you and I have to be looking at the game, set ourselves in emotions and along with our friends. See, that's the next key. How many people can you talk to, like you and I are talking about, without them thinking that we're nuts?
True.
And, you know, and of course, I'm sitting down here, when I do a lecture show, I show pictures of PETs and their craft and everything, but, you know, I'm 10 feet away from one inside the hangar at Edwards Air Force Base. I mean, how much closer can you get? Well, I can say you can get closer than that because I run around the world, and a lot of people were in direct contact, taking aboard craft. I've got friends in Ecuador right now that they have the whole group, is a bunch of the ground crew down there, get together every weekend up close, up in one of the canyons outside of Cuenca, and the craft comes in, like, you know, at tree level, so they can take pictures of them. So that's happening here. By the way, we're having more crop circles, if you're aware of those, even here in the United States, and that's to help stabilize the planet. When you mentioned that our poles are getting ready to go, that the purpose of the crop circles have twofold. Number one, to make you wonder what they are, but the real thing is to help stabilize the planet. And the ETs are assisting us in that way. They're not interfering with our game. They said, this is your game because of the laws that are involved. In other words, if I went in and took it over, you'd sit back and say, oh, well, I don't have to worry about it. Somebody else is going to do it. Or like most of the religions say, well, all you have to do is believe in somebody and you're going to be saved. Well, yeah. Even Christ said, what I do, you can do in greater. And he also said, what you sow, you shall reap. So this is the game that we're looking at all the way around on the planet.
Yeah, I thought, George, that crop circles were also like kind of a subliminal encoding, so to speak, to wake up the DNA.
No, the information I get, I mean, people, they're trying to figure it out and saying that, and I get, you know, I get pictures of the guys in England, which that's the big focal point, keep sending me all the stuff on it, and people are analyzing them, but the truth is, don't get yourself focused in that, just be aware of what the purpose is. And then start getting information from all different sources, because the first rule, remember, is gain all knowledge. Well, that means you don't have enough lifetimes to do it. So that's what
Correct.
Brings in the wheel of reincarnation.
Right.
But we're at the ending of this cycle. So a lot of stuff is going to be put out for people, for them to discern. And that same thing when I'm talking, I want them to discern. Look at, you can go to my website, nofolks.com, or just Google George Green. I'm all over the place, as you know.
Well, so, you know what? The discernment thing, I think that's at an absolute all-time high request right now, because we are finding more and more, even amongst the lightworker community, that there are those that are becoming somewhat compromised without even knowing it. Do you know what I mean by that?
Sure.
Yeah. So that seems to be more rampant, or at least we're more aware of it. What do you think about that?
I think the awareness of it is what's going on, because people, the biggest problem we have is, like you and I, we're totally aware of the thing. Now, how do we get the people awake? And then when you see most of them, because this is all, you know, psychologically, that's what happens. You bring all the people to water, but they don't necessarily drink. So the same thing with...
I'm sorry, you're just comparing a horse to the people. Go ahead.
Well,
you're just too funny, man.
Well, but this is the same game. You have to look at it. I mean, animals are just, you know, involvement of thought going on. You remember, that's all we are, is a product of the thought of the creation itself, made manifest at different frequencies. So understanding all that, and as they call the light workers and all of the rest of the material that I usually use the terminology in my lectures, but to show people what we are and how we can do this and how we can get together with other peoples. I mean, your audience right now should be getting other people together. They should read the handbook, I would suggest, first, and read it a couple times, because it's kind of a programming device. It's kind of like our schools. You know, our schools are so idiotic right now for our kids. They come out, number one, they can't find a job. Number two, what information they've been given to them is probably mostly lies. I mean, they even quit teaching history in school. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah. They haven't taught the real deal since probably the very beginning, George. You know, I mean, everything we look at these days is a lie. I mean,
well, it's like history is two words, right? His story.
His story.
Always written by the victor.
Exactly. Well, you know, I wanted to also get back to, I had read this, I love this too. It says, those members of the ground crew that do not answer their call to complete their mission will become part of the destiny of the human population since they knew the risk at the beginning of the process. Can you expand upon that a little bit more?
Well, the planet goes through these cycles. You know, this is a 26,000-year cycle. Can you imagine going back to the Stone Age?
Wow.
And people are going to come. In other words, why do you want to get... This is a real... Planet Earth was designed as a schoolyard, frankly. We're away from the main channels up there. There's thousands of planets inhabited, but we're away from all of them. We're kind of the... remember what the English and the French did with their prisoners? They sent them all down to Australia.
Yeah.
So consider us the outback of the universe. Well,
right.
Hopefully we were going to get intermix, interbreed, do all kinds of things, and bring back the knowledge based on the laws of the universe. Well, the laws have all been converted, as you know, or convoluted. And so what has happened now, we have a planet that is in so much bad shape, there's anybody that knows it's not messed up, but they think they're exempt because of the communications within the United States. And that's the unique thing. When you go outside of this country, I mean, I tell people, you have no idea what 1,300,000,000 people are until you walk among them.
Yeah.
That's in China.
Yeah, yeah. I know, because this is such I call this the horizontal country versus, you know, a vertical country like Japan, you know, Hong Kong, that city, that kind of thing. Well, you made another comment that really resonated with me in the Becoming book, and that was... you know, this New Age movement where if people think that it's spiritual to ignore the investigation of the Cabal's plans because they fear that if they recognize it, they then support it. Can you talk a little bit about that? I am so on the same page with you on that.
Okay. Well, what happens is that's the focus. If people focus on something, what I tell people to make, again, what I said, get in the observer mode. You must know what they are. Because if you don't know it, ignorance is not an excuse. Understand?
Yeah.
So don't focus on and say, "Hey, I want the list of all of those people." I already went through that game. I published a book listing all everybody up there at the top. That doesn't make any difference because you're not going to change them. You're not going to run around with them. You want to take care of you, your friends, and your family. That's number one. What you do is give them the information. But you've got to allow that soul its journey, so you can't force anything. That's the big problem. It's the control.
So what do you think, like, let's just take the average light worker out there right now, or, you know, and I wanted to ask you about that. We'll come back to that in a minute. So let's just take the average person out there that really is seeking to reconnect with their higher self. They're really working on trying to walk their talk and become a real, true spiritual being. What is the first thing you're going to recommend they do besides downloading your book and reading it?
Well, all three of them. They have to start learning how to be, what I'd say, in a constant state of meditation and or living in two worlds. In other words, you're going to live in this physical world, understanding that you're nothing more than a spirit having this physical experience. So you want to be able to tune in because we have many, what I call friends in other dimensions that wish to communicate and help us through this transition. Well, you're not going to do it alone, and we got people on the other side, I call it, or the extraterrestrials that are non-dimensional, also want to communicate, but we've been so focused by all of the streams of electronics that's going on,
mm-hmm.
all of the, you know, are dumbing all this down, and it's getting harder and harder for the communication to go between levels. These programs, if you share with a group, as it says in the book, in 3, 7, or, you know, the small amount numbers of people, and learn how to meditate and reach that silence so you all are in direct communication, and ask for guidance. You know, I'm a human becoming. Help me become. And that, and then you can ask further questions, and then when you do that, reach a point when you demand that all dark energies leave your space, because there's bad guys out here that want to keep us the way we are.
Especially with the compression from the light at this point in time. I mean, there's just more and more of it in our space now, you know.
That's correct.
I liked the way you talked about chaos and how chaos actually causes citizens to become far more disorganized and incapable of uniting. Could you talk a little bit more about how can we overcome the chaos that is going to be getting even more intense in the near future?
Well, here's the real problem. Out of the chaos, we're going to have to create something new. So when chaos is all about you, how do you get into a state of staying in what the observer mode in the play? To just remember, we get all these accidents, all these things that are happening around us, but it's well planned by basically a group of people and some of the ETs for reaching this point, because ultimately there's a group that wants this planet for its mineral resources and consider us just animals.
Yeah, unfortunately, I am aware of that. And also, aren't there others that are just basically looking at us and saying, oh, God, that's the laggards of all the different planets, you know, that they dumped all their lower vibrational beings, people that beings that were not up to snuff, they just kind of dumped them over in the Earth ground.
Well, that's true. But remember, there was part, if you go back to the rules again, if everybody was given the chance, it's like animals and everything else, given the chance for communication, a lot of things would be happening. I mean, there's a video going around on YouTube right now about one of the fish in the ocean right now that got hooked up, and it's coming down, and it actually asked for help. You could see it coming up. They removed the hook and everything outside of it.
Whoa, I got to see that. Can you send that to me?
Well, I can see about, I'll forward it. It's on YouTube right now.
Okay.
And it's,
That's fascinating.
Yeah, it was, because you could, it lasts about 5 minutes or so. Pull it up, it's a new one.
Okay.
So if any of your listeners look at it, and then you can see some of that communication. I have some friends that, talks to animals, and they actually talk back.
Yeah.
Or, they communicate it in a way, but a lot of people have it that way. Well, we're just one step away. The ability we have is reasoning. Obviously, we have the hands to be able to do things, but then we look at ourselves and say, what makes us different, and who was here first? And then you look at all the things that are going on in Africa, for instance, or South America. The northern hemisphere is basically becoming toast, as you can tell,
right,
because of all the things going on and the divisions. I mean, today, we're looking at the UK today is basically saying we're not going to be part of the EU anymore. Anyway, they're doing that. France is doing the same thing. Three other countries are talking about it. Well, that's a whole breakdown of the communication, and yet the news tonight will say, we made a big deal with the EU for making trade. Well, how can you do that when you can't determine what a dollar is?
This is true. That's very, very logical, George.
Well, remember,
EU and the government is not,
That's right. You know that. In fact, they don't even know what money is. I published a book called Chaos in America. I mean, you can pull it up on Amazon. In it, I put in what the definitions of money out of the IMF's accounting book, because you remember I used to sell money to banks, so I became very powerful. And what happened is we got to a point where the feds wanted me to get licensed for selling money. And I said, great, well, let's give me a definition. Well, they don't have one.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens, I told them it has to be some kind of quasi-security, and they loved that, so they could give me a license there, because I studied law and business. I thought, give me exams.
Yeah.
I love them.
Yeah.
And so anyway, I became a registered financial principal and a broker dealer and a securities underwriter till I learned that whole con game. Anybody that you're listening right now is in the stock market needs a head examined. They don't realize that 60% of the stock market's people's pension funds right now.
Mm.
And they don't have any voting control. Mm. And so you're looking at it, and a few people like David Rockefeller owns 4.5% of 90% of the world's corporations.
Pretty disgusting, isn't it?
Well, but the corporations are just tools in order to do things, to provide products at all for people, or, do the advertising, do the promotion, get them out for people and get them to consume goods.
Right.
Well, we can't do that anymore. We're running out of the natural goods. And
The
thing right now is look at all the genetically modified foods that are affecting people. Everything that's going on between the chemtrails and all of that. And I've, published books on all of that. And there's purposes, there are double purposes. When you're sitting on one side of the table, when I was in Washington, D.C., there's a company about five blocks north of the White House. It was funded by all the think tanks. It's called the World Watch Association. Well, I'm sitting here going over all their documents, and they're absolutely correct. But if people read them, they'd be scared to death, because it's really showing you the population, the consumption of goods, and what we're doing to the environment.
Right, right, yes. And people, and really, frankly, if they don't see it out of sight, out of mind, which has been very deliberately part of the plan with North America especially, because we tend to be isolated from Europe. You know, it's not, you know, like when you go overseas, I mean, I've been there, it's mind-blowing. You're in one country, say Austria, and, you know, you can drive 6 hours and be in two or three countries over, you know, whereas here in the United States, you know, 6 hours away, you're in maybe one state.
Yeah, you can still be in six countries. They just call them states.
So, this is true, and we're supposed to be individual countries, basically.
No, each one of them, that's exactly right. And they, each of them, right now they're all getting together and say, wait a minute, the USA is a corporation. We want out of the corporation.
Absolutely.
You know, but the trouble is, what do you do? It's the same thing. I started my own bank outside the Federal Reserve, and most of your listeners already know the Federal Reserve is a private bank. But I started one outside of that. But the only trouble is, you come back and you're playing the game of Monopoly, you're all using the same thing, this definition of money again.
Mm.
So I had to, in other words, if I had the bank, it's okay, now I get your money, but how can I trade it?
Yeah.
So those are lessons that I learned. But all mine has been all hands-on, because I run with these guys. I know what their plan is. And their plan is, you know, originally when I got involved with Billy Meyer and the Palladian situation, I'm reading all the documents that showed that this planet originally, the engineers that went down and, you know, examined the planet said, well, if it was in balance, it could maintain 500 million people indefinitely. Well, of course, I'm sitting in Washington as Jimmy Carter put in the plan 2000, which says to reduce the world's population down to 500 million, with only 20 million Americans expected to be left alive. I said in the meetings.
Wow.
So, you know, and then I was concerned at that point, and then I dropped out of that group, because these guys, not that they're insane, it's just that they recognize it, but then they consider us basically animals. We're no longer one of them.
Well, they don't have any compassion or heart connection. I mean, there's definitely no heart connection for what they do, because they're basically playing a chess game, and they don't even really care about the repercussions other than their ultimate goal, which is to control and enslave the planet.
Well, Kissinger said it all. The absolute aphrodisiac is power. So, they told me, if you want power, we'll put you in the position, but you just got to follow our rules. So the power is controlled by people behind the scenes.
Okay, so with that said, there are a lot of people still kind of waiting for the UFO to land, the big mothership to land in, say, Nevada in particular. And what would you say to those that are still looking for a rescue situation to change this?
Remember how many lights they had over Arizona, how many lights they had down in, you know, Texas, how many times down in Mexico?
There are so many UFO sightings right now, I can't even keep track of them all.
Well, remember, it's the ending of the cycle, so they're allowing us, but they're not going to interfere. Mm-hmm. But rescue, you know what the ETs told me? They said, if you're asking us to rescue you, we take you to our planet, you probably wreck it in a half the time.
Wow.
Well, they're right, because what rule book are people following?
That's true.
And if they follow something, then we got to find out where is their responsibility in this whole game? Because the responsibility, the first thing is gain all knowledge, but you also allow your soul growth, but you have to have some kind of barrier or bounds, in other words, so you can find out. That's the discernment again. You know, you can put your sit down, oh man, that fire is really good, and it's warm, and it's keeping me good, it's cold outside, but if I put my hand in it, what? You certainly learned a lesson of discernment.
Yeah,
right?
and it really goes back to, you've alluded to this in your book as well, it goes back to the fact that we have been programmed since the beginning of a father-child relationship to so-called God. And that child, being us, is still playing that role of irresponsibility. You know, I mean, where is their awareness?
Well, then see, you're like going back to being saved again, that victim thing. Well, I'm a victim, save me. Well, get out of the victim mode. Learn about that. Dr. Holub, who's out in Los Angeles, we published his book, you know, From Victim to Victor. And a lot of that is the psychological programming, a reprogram. How many people are going to sit down here, whatever age you are, and reread and look back and change everything that you've been programmed to? And, you know, you can't say that mom and dad are bad. It's just that they didn't know either.
Hey, they're just part of the whole, as you say, virtual reality game.
Exactly.
I just love that. So do you, you know, you talked a lot about this holographic intention versus personalized identification. I'd really like you to talk a little more about that with the audience.
Well, a hologram is merely a visual, what we call the visual looking at something. It's not solid, right?
Right.
Okay. If we can reach a point of looking and understanding this thing as a huge hologram like you and I are, but we do have that physical vibration of light condensed into the physicality. So now when we have this hologram on this particular planet and this planetary stage at this second of the entire structure, now the whole thing, it becomes a product of what? Of the thought of the creation condensed into what we are.
Mm.
So we're you understand, and this is all, and I don't understand the bigger game, frankly, when it comes back to the creation. When I asked the ETs that question, I said, well, okay, you've given me an understanding of all that. I said, what's above the creation? And their answer back to me was, there's still mysteries for us.
Wow. That's interesting, because we all kind of look at them like they have all the answers.
Well, but they have done, of course, they've got, you know, they live to be a long time, and they pass on the information, they found out what works. They're telling me that we will have the technology to go to other planets with, you know, I could go to here to the Pleiades in about 8 hours. Actually, it's not the time, it's the time going from what we call a physical dimension to light and into the matter where they've been, time and space.
Mm. Interesting.
And so they can go anywhere they want fairly quickly, just in the matter of thought, made manifest again.
Wow. Okay, so you said...
I'm just giving you some things to ponder. That's all I can tell you.
You do a hell of a good job in your books doing that, George. You're really good at that. Oh, man. Well, I loved it when you said it took eons of time to reach the current control level. And talk a little bit about that. It took eons of time to get us here.
Well, it took thousands of years to get to. Look, when Christ, who is it, 2,000 years ago, here's a product of an ET and a physical woman down here, created, and his job was to spread the word for 3 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that was hoping to wake people up at that time. So now we're looking at that didn't work because of the whatever happened, didn't get the communication. But you and I are now involved with the ability to have communication instantly to go around the planet to affect lots of people. So what's the division now? Primarily language and understanding. It's like I was trying to tell people, when you have when I was in Japan, I was at Tsutoshibashi University, and I was studying Japanese, and we were discussing simple things like lightning. Well, the Japanese don't have a word for lightning. The closest thing they have is called eiki reiki, or a bolt from the blue. Well, in the United States, we have a two-letter word that has 34 different meanings. Did you know that?
And it is?
Up.
Say that again?
What's up?
Up?
Yes, the word. You can put it in the same sentences. You can have the thing in three or four different times in a whole paragraph and whatever each other time. What's up? I think it's up to you. You understand?
Yeah.
Well, you can start playing with that, and you start looking at, okay, how do we communicate? Then the next thing is the translation. Now, these books are being translated into other languages.
Yeah.
And I'm concerned, you know, when we do that, I can't do that because, remember, you're putting back. They're written in a way for the English language that people have studied it, so they will reprogram or give your mind to reprogram the way you think, and that's what you're reading yourself. It does affect you.
Correct.
I mean, you can't read those books without looking at the world in a different way, right?
Right, right. But, you know, you did say something. I mean, I do feel like this is one of the most monumental times ever in the time of humanity where they are able to walk the planet and believe what they want to believe without severe persecution and ridicule.
Well, that's coming to a quick end right now. They're coming down now where you can't even talk about anything on, as you know, on the radio or something, without having somebody come down and say, you know, that's against the government or whatever. You know, it's really getting to be, the thought police are getting really into heavy control. The beautiful thing about these books is that the other side, I call it the bad guys, like you do, they can't read the books, so they don't understand them. They're easily passed and sent around the world. I don't have them. Like right now, I have a lot of prisoners that are in prison right now, and they get the books. If they ask for certain titles, they won't put them in because they're controlling. It's like children in school. They give them certain books so they can read. Or otherwise, in the libraries. The libraries have an organization. When they select the books, they'll even put it in the libraries. Wow. And yet you go to the libraries today. Like I was in Las Vegas at the library. 90% of the information they put out now is DVDs.
Wow. That says a lot for where we are, doesn't it?
Well, no, it gives you an idea. Then you say, well, then I'm going to apply the information to put it out into the ether, so to speak. So you have 200 different TV stations, for instance, in your town on the Internet. Meanwhile, you got 1,000 other people that are putting in Internet programs, either radio and or you know, visual things out here, trying to get an audience. When you start looking at CBS, for instance, which is pretty good size, I'm looking at their thing. About 4 million people, or maybe up to 6 million, watch it in any given evening. Now, that's 6 million. But remember, we got 300 million. Now, what about the rest of the world? Like, you can go to BBC. At least they're around in other countries. Our information is controlled by whoever's speaking out there, and the information you come to the portion. Well, he's supposed to know what he's going, you know, what he's doing, and meanwhile, you have to look at who's paying him.
Well, you know, George, I'm sitting here listening to you, and some would say that your message is really based in a lot of fear, and I'd like to know what you think about that. That would be my first question, and my second question would be, I do tend to look at what is right going on the planet. I focus that with galacticconnection.com, and I am seeing people finally taking action and stepping up and demanding that they get more attention to their rights and their sovereignty. Whether it happens or not, you even say in your book that there are a gazillion different possibilities of how this can unfold. And so that's kind of a two-parted question. I'd like to hear what you have to say about that.
You've already answered the second part. That, in other words, address what you think is fear, and then address it, and then go on out and start to say, hey, what is the real thing? Because that's all it is, remember. Fear is just not knowing what the picture's at. And then understanding a little bit more about what they think they're going to do, and say, hey, you and I can join together, and we can stop this.
Yeah, so basically it's just the perception of what you think you don't have or what you think is being taken away from you.
And what power that you have. We become very powerful.
Exactly. And I there has just been a great deal of protests across the world. I mean, I'm sure you were very aware of it. And they are really making some inroads with certain things. I mean, look at the whole thing in Monsanto in Europe. You've heard about that, right?
Sure. Yeah. No. I look at all of that, and I remember being in Washington D.C. when they had a 100-man march in Washington D.C. on the White House. You know.
Oh wow.
On Congress, and I sat in with the guys out there. You know, they didn't pay any attention to them out there. They just said that was rabble in the streets. I'm sitting there, wait a minute, and then well, really, because that's what they, again, they have that ego. Well, you elected me, I can do whatever they want. It's like last week, and this is in the papers. They had an emergency meeting of all the Congress. How many people showed up?
How 45. Many? 35. Yeah. That just irks me that even at the time that they're supposed to put a vote in, which we've basically elected them into office to do, by the way, and what, 6 people show up?
You have to sit in. It's like looking at the Obamacare stuff. You have to understand, to get the majority to sign them, they have a trade-off. They do in the back office up there. I'll sign that, but you want to put in these 10 lines. It's kind of like in Los Angeles right now, the joke of the day. In the Obamacare, if you do a movie in Hollywood right now that's exempt from taxes, for the next 7 years. Did you know that? And that's in the Obamacare.
No, I didn't.
And that was put in there. Well, specifically, it was done because the senator said, "I'll go along with your Obamacare if you do what I need to do in order to." In other words, he's trying to help out the Hollywood crowd, right? Well, Hollywood, as you know, is collapsing. Everybody's making movies in Canada, or I've been seeing a lot of them now overseas in Russia and all those different places.
Yes, I've noticed that too. Well, so what do you think that these guys that you've rubbed elbows with, what do you think they are perceiving kind of the breakdown to be? I mean, what is their perception of what's happening right now with all the protests and quite a few very monumental legislations that have passed? I mean, everything from the IRS to the Federal Reserve to the auditing to the Wall Street to the inside trading. I mean, I could go on and on and on. It's all under, attack, analysis, investigation, auditing. You know, what is their perspective from their eyes?
Well, again, it's a threat, isn't it? I'm going to do all this stuff. Now we've given them, it's practicing law. It's like medicine, practicing medicine, right? If you go to, when I went to law school, you go in there, all you're doing is you're studying what has been passed by the judges. Well, there was 20,000 new laws passed last year.
Yeah.
So you have to have a computer in here, and that's because of some judge someplace made a decision. And you can appeal it. Now, I've appealed stuff clear up to the Supreme Court. Well, the Supreme Court only listens to agrees to review like 1 in 500 or 1 in 1,000 cases. The rest
right.
of them are just, it's all, you have to have a lot of money to play the game with the attorneys and who's going to affect it when you get through. And it's all a money game, and now the attorneys won't even touch you for what it is. It's a lot of money just to talk to one right now.
Yeah.
So what?
Yeah.
So you want to have to be responsible. Again, we're back to the thing. It's an I am deal. I am going to be responsible. I'm going to find out. I'm going to research what I can. I'll listen to what I have other people discern what they have to say, even me, and go ahead and say, all right, this will fall into this thing. How can I be part of the crew, we call the ground crew, in order to change the ending of this story? Because I don't like the way the story's planned, and I know what the story is.
So do you feel that those that are in the ground crew are going to be contacted more and more by the Galactics, by the benevolent races?
Well,
where they remembered. I mean, I know we're accessing that in our sleep, but many of us still don't remember that.
Well, we're going to be more and more going with what I call conscious awareness. In other words, living in two worlds at the same time.
Yeah. I've been doing that for a long time, though. I mean, for me, anyway, I feel like I've definitely been walking in two different worlds for a long time.
Well, how about your listeners? Your listeners themselves, they have to say, well, how can I get to that point? And so they need some kind of instructions, and the instructions, of course, are, I'm biased because the ETs basically gave me those books. I'm the publisher for Extraterrestrials.
Isn't that awesome?
So it's who basically, believe it or not, they tell me there's three planets going through the same kind of thing right now, but we're the worst at the minute. So they really are trying to waken people up in every way they can, but they're not going to sit here and do it for us again. This is the do-it-yourself job. How are you going to learn?
Right.
I'm not going to put my hand in the fire anymore. You can tell me about it, but now I know a little bit more. Now we're looking at a cycle. I'm in Montana right now. We have a whole valley of people who think like us.
That's awesome. Hey, you know what? It is spreading. Things are really happening in a good way. And, question, okay? Here we are. We're talking to the light workers to take action in whatever way they feel that they have not. So what do you feel are the key descriptions, synonyms, trigger names, words, that kind of thing, such as desire, passion? What are the key things that you would use or say or share with somebody to help them shift their focus, their desire? I mean, a lot of people come to me and say, gosh, Alexandra, I just feel like I don't know where to go. It's not that they're not researching. It's not that they're not aware. It's not that they're hiding their heads in the sand. Not that they're not doing their work.
Sandra, it's like, you know, religion is interesting because you have all these people in the same problem, and they all go to the same place every Sunday, right, or Saturday, or whatever day they want to use. And what we, seriously, and they're all being taught something on based on books that were so rewritten so many times.
Correct.
That they're really not sure what's going on.
Right.
So what I'm trying to do is, well, we have a bunch of people that get together. You can't do it alone. I mean, if we had it alone, why would we have this experience in the first place?
Exactly.
So we get together with people of like minds to support each other, and we can share the knowledge that we've learned and make it so it's logical. Maybe the universe, as the guys tell me from the universe, they just say, look, everything in the universe is logical, mysterious maybe. Don't make it mystical.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically where we're at. We have to, if it's not mystical, then what makes it? It's got to be logical. And as they said to me many times, you have all the truth on your planet, but it's so spread out and so controlled. Now, of course, like you said, we're back to the same point. You don't have time enough in this lifetime, so you have to bring in other people and get together with groups. I mean, I lectured, and believe it or not, I lectured in Salt Lake City with 3,000 people out there. And many of the bishops, they came up to me afterwards. I gave them the sets of these books. And they're using some of those as their lessons on their, you know, their weekly sermon to the group. And I thought that was great because indirectly, a little bit of the pieces are going. But the trouble is our time sequence is going. And because of the next, I've had people tell me May 15th was a triggering time. From now on, the chaos is going to be escalating from weather changes, earth changes, political changes, wars. The ETs are telling me that World War III is going to begin very shortly. We got all these things that are in play, so to speak. And I don't want to put out the fear. I want you to be aware so you can say, okay, this is part of a huge cleansing. So out of the chaos, you and I are going to be responsible for making the change, if we can make it through this thing, to have a clean planet. But there's going to be a lot of different things that we won't quite understand at this minute, and we need to share. It's like talking to you.
Well,
you've been around too, so you can do the same thing, and your people want to listen to you. And the Galactic Federation is listening to what you and I are doing, and they have been trying to do things, but they're not going to come down and knock on your door and say, hey, get up, because then you're going to start examining and say, well, take me in a craft and go someplace. Not that this doesn't happen, but you're here for a reason.
You make me laugh anyway.
Well, isn't it true?
It is true. That's what's funny about it, too. But, oh gosh, I lost my train of thought. Well, I do agree with you. I think my question to you is, I have many friends that have shared with me that there's a standoff right now. And that there's a standoff between the so-called dark and the light, and that there was kind of like a recess period where they were realigning their ideas and their strategies and where they were going to go forward and that kind of thing. What is your feeling on that?
I can't look into them. All I can look at is like you and I are together trying to wake people up. Isn't that positive?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Okay, well, I'm not worrying about somebody who's saying they're going to sit back and regroup because they're not getting, you know, not coming to the head. I have to be a realist because I look at all of the numbers, I mean, almost constantly what's happening in the planet every day. And to me, if you want to call it fear, I'm sitting here, okay, wait a minute, how do I maintain my family and all of that? And then my son just took off to London, for instance, for the next 14 months. I don't want him to be over there, but, you know, that's their soul journey. Is that right?
Right. We all have an individual one. Well, what about the fact that, you know, there's the so-called theory that those of us will travel with one Earth and in a different dimensional field, and there will be those that travel with another Earth? What is your feeling on that?
Well, I've studied that information, basically, and I don't quite understand it. Number one, we're in this, you and I are in this physical dimension temporarily, and we transfer from this body onto the next one. I think it's up to our soul journey, and I don't know how to determine where it's going to go. That's between me and, I guess, the creation itself or my other guides. Some of the communication I've had from the next level, it's another game up here because they're playing with us at this second.
Yeah.
In other words, they're coming back and say, hey, we're here to assist and help you. And there's other ones that are sitting down here and say, hey, we want to destroy this place because it looks like a lot of fun. We want it for ourselves. Now, in the longer run, remember the law of attraction. What you put out, you're going to get back. So we have to address all of that. That's basically what I'm looking at on a interpersonal basis.
You know, you brought up a good point. You talk a great deal about the four basic laws of the universe. Can you briefly go over those and how a light worker would basically apply those in their life?
Well, it's biblically speaking, John 1 says in the beginning there was a word. Remember that?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. In that particular paragraph, change one word. In the beginning, there was thought. And thought was. In other words, she's changing one word to a different thing. Because when you meditate, you're meditating with your thought, right?
Right.
And when you're praying, aren't you putting out thought? Okay,
oh, yeah.
So let's go back to the thing. Since we basically, they're telling us we're nothing more than the product of the thought of the creation made manifest, well, then we are part of something bigger, which is the creation itself. Now, each individual has a certain degree of change because we're all learning something different. And all that information is downloaded up to the creation at some point. You know, and there's
right.
A lot of people have said at nighttime, you know, whatever that sequence is, and I'm saying that we should be in a constant state of communication with whoever's guiding us or helping us out at this point.
Right.
So what I'm looking at this from here on is this cycle that's ending. And us changing is going to be up to depend. It's kind of a self-determination. Are we going to be responsible? Or are we going to hold out our hand and say, save me? If you're going to hold your hand out and save you, sounds to me like you're ready to be a slave.
Wow. Well, that pretty much sums it all up, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because
sum up your program?
Well, you know, I mean, that's pretty much where we come from, and that's where what we've been accustomed to. And you know, you brought up the fact that we're pawns in the game, and instead of being a pawn in the game, it's now time to take action, no matter how little you perceive that to be. I mean, I agree with you, George, from the standpoint we need to start forming groups. We need to start taking whatever that is a passion within your heart. There are millions of things on this planet that need to be repaired, transitioned, and directed to the light, right?
And getting back into balance, remember the four laws. The first one's the law of attraction. The second one is the intent for the thought. The third one, you have to allow that thought to make manifest. But most people have that thought going up, so we have a whole degree of energy that's around the planet, a thought that doesn't know where it's going. And so we have this chaos again. Remember the fourth law, which everybody leaves out. No matter what you do, it has to be in balance. If it's not in balance, you have the dark and the light.
Yeah.
So we have to go in between. So it's a challenge for you and I both. Every day we go out here, and, you know, I hope your listeners will spend the time to Google George Green or go to my website, nohoax.com, because you'll end up there and just ponder the information. You don't have to do anything. I'm not making you do anything. This is a, you know, free will society. Well, you think it is. They're setting it
up. Well, isn't everything just a perception anyway?
It's all perception. That's right. Anyway, and I do appreciate your having me on your program today, and I hope your listeners can communicate with you their thoughts about it, too.
Well, I would love to have you on again, George, and get into some more meat and potatoes with just the whole, what you call, I think I refer to them as the laggards, how the whole earth was started and that kind of thing. But I felt today it was just such an urgent cry for people to unite and work and take action. And it's up to us. We can't sit around and wait for everybody else to do it. We've got to be the ones to get up off of our couch, our chair, our computer station, whatever, and make a difference in whatever little way that is.
I 100% agree with you. And remember, we don't have to worry about politics because we're not going to be involved in all that. Just observe the game. And all the rest of the, what I call, misdirection, because the most important direction right now is yourself and your friends and your family.
Correct. Yeah. Well, gosh, thank you so much for doing this today. I know that I had to catch you up, and poor guy, he has to be up in Montana during the summer. Can you guys imagine how beautiful it is there today?
It's everything's good.
I love Montana in the summertime. And by the way, George, I just want to say one thing. Quick. There has been a significant drop in chemtrails, at least in the Southern California area. What do you have to say to that?
Well, you have to understand the chemtrails were put together for a reason. Back in there, when we started dropping, exploding nuclear bombs,
yeah,
we did a bunch of them out of New Mexico in the higher atmosphere, and it has put a band of, what if you call it, radiation around the entire planet, which is 4 miles thick.
Wow.
And that is eating holes through the ozone layer, which is allowing the gamma and the ultraviolet rays to come down on the surface of the planet, which is killing off 1,000 life forms a day. So how do you stop that? Well, the scientists put together their, quote, junk. They were hoping if it was added to the jet fuels, it would act as a shield to do that. But the truth is, it's coming down the other direction. It is doing partially that, but the winds and the currents and everything is making it so it's affecting mankind. And, of course, you know, their goal, the guys that are in control, don't care about us, because their goal is, again, to reduce the population of the planet because we can't sustain it anyway. So we're doing this all to ourselves. Does that help you?
Well, but, I mean, aren't we receiving some assistance from the ASHTAR Command and the Galactic Federation?
Nope.
And, I mean, aren't they neutralizing a lot of this stuff?
Nope.
No?
Why did they do that? Remember the law. Whatever they put out, they're going to get back. They can't interfere. They can give us information, so we do it. But you can, you know, you make, again, discern everything that you get and say, is it logical, mysterious maybe, but how do they do it, and why don't we have that ability? Why aren't you up there stopping it all, see?
Right.
And we're back to the same game. Why do we have another discounted entity out here? Well, hell, if they want to do that, they want to rule the planet. I don't need any more rulers. We got enough of those.
True. Very true. Well, wow. How do I end that one? Anyway, George, thanks again for your time. And everybody, please go to his website at nohoax.com, excuse me, HOAX.com. And he has three or four now, right? Downloadable books.
Three.
Okay. So there's three books. You can download them for free. He's out of the kindness of his heart, getting this information out to everyone as soon as he possibly can. George, I thank you, and I hope you have a wonderful day today. Thanks again.
Thank you. Thank you again.
Take care.
Bye.